Hi everybody, and welcome to a new episode from our very own podcast, Tipetas. And I think it's a little bit special today because I'm not at my own place at the moment because I'm with my very own girlfriend and she's next to me. And it's really, really, really cool in my eyes. So I don't have to ask if she's there because she is here.
Hey everybody!
Yay! It's really weird a little bit.
Yes, it is. Because every time you ask me then how I am, I know you don't have to ask me because you know it.
Yeah.
And I know how you are. So but
it's kind of like funny if I do it. So how are you?
I'm fine. Am you?
Well, let me think. Yeah, I'm doing fine also. So yeah, it's like a little bit awkward, but I think it's really cool to do it like this time.
Yes.
Actually, we should do it last week also, but we were a little bit busy, and yeah, because I was already also at yours. So
yes,
it was nice. But this week we are back. And we're gonna start next week on our second season already because we have already 20 episodes.
Yay!
It's so much! 20 episodes of the Tibetas. How is that even possible?
With our listeners, with our fans.
True.
Without them, we went so far with our podcast.
No, absolutely not. So yeah. We're really thankful for them.
Yeah, because I think it makes more fun that someone listened to us. And it gives a good feeling, I think.
Absolutely.
And that we can share our Tibet love to everyone.
And it's so good, the Tibet love, if you look at it right now, how it's going with the Alpha Generation Q. Sometimes a little bit too much in my eyes, but
yes.
Okay, we're not going to say that anymore about it. But yeah, I think we have some news against Jennifer, but also Laurel.
Yeah.
Laurel was so active this time on Instagram.
Yes. She posted something from her work in Austin.
Yes, we did. That was cool. She was relaxing and painting again. So I think there are new things coming up.
I'm really curious about.
Me too, because I really love her art.
Yes. And I wished I were a little mouse now in her house.
And we can crawl around a little bit. Yes. Yay, that would be so cool. So yeah, it was really nice to see her with Miss Moseley also. But I think that was an old picture.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But she rewarded to it, I think.
Yeah.
She wrote something with drawback.
Yeah, true.
I forgot the year, but yeah, she rewarded.
I saw that too. And Jennifer tweeted also something about her ex-husband who wants to raise money for a song. So if people have money, a little bit would be helpful. And if you can miss something, it would be awful. Awful. Awesome. Oh, so sorry. Yeah. And she posted yesterday something on Instagram. A couple of pictures. About the people she really, really, really loves. What inspires her. And yeah. That was cool to see. I wish I were those people.
Yeah. It's really nice for me that she do that.
Absolutely. Definitely. And I think Jen is very generous in those kind of things. And very nice. And yeah, just normal. I don't see. And that's something I really love about Jen, that she is really still a normal person.
Yeah.
Not so glamorous, over the top. And it's the same with Laurel, if you look at her. That's why we love them so both so much, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So it was nice to hear both from them. They are both safe. They all both are be a little bit wrapping up for the Elwood Generation Q. But I heard that Rosie is also coming back on the Elwood Generation Q.
Yes, in April.
But what was the most amazing thing this week?
Elena, come back!
Rachel Shelley! Oh my god, Rachel will be coming back on the Elwood Generation Q.
Thank you, Rachel, for coming back.
Oh my god.
I was so happy about.
Yeah, we wrote it. No, we saw it together when we woke up.
Yeah.
And I let you read it. Yes. I remember. And we were both like, Helena. Helena's coming back on the Elwood. Helena Peabody. Is she bringing Victoria Broom?
No.
Sad. But still, Helena Peabody is coming back.
In the next season.
Yeah. For only one episode, right?
Yes.
It's a little bit sad, but...
Yes. I hope then it is more than a video call or one scene.
Oh god, I hope so, though, because that would be totally fucking awful if only Helena comes back for a video call. Oh no, please. No. Actually, one episode isn't enough for Helena Peabody. It's just an entrance. We need more than one episode.
Yeah, because I think since Helena comes to the Elwood in season 2, it's not possible to think about the Elwood without Helena.
True.
She is a big part of it, and
yeah, true.
Yeah,
I have to agree with you. I think after Bette and Dina, Helena is really, really important for the Elwood. With Shane and Alice.
Yes.
But yeah, I think those five. Am I saying good, Bette, Tina? Shane, Alice, and Helena, yeah. That's just old gang.
Yes. And actually, they are. They left because Kit is dead, Shani is dead, and Dana is dead.
Yeah.
Tasha and Max are
not from the real, real old gang. No.
Yeah.
So.
And they are missing too, actually.
Yeah, I miss Tasha.
Because actually, we didn't hear anything about Max, or
nothing.
And the Generation Q.
Nothing. Really nothing.
It's sad because she was underrated, but she was also a part of it. And so I think it's very good if we would know what's happened to her. Did she get a baby or...
Yeah, but I think that's also with Carmen.
Yes.
And also a little bit with Jody.
Yes. I must say a little Jody comeback and a little Carmen comeback were also nice.
Yeah. And what about, am I forgetting someone? What's Tasha then?
Papi.
What about Dylan?
Yes. I wish we could really knowing what about Dylan now.
Yeah, what happened between Dylan and Helena? And, oh, look who's coming with us for the podcast. Hello, Amy. Amy is Staffy's little dog, and she really wants to say hello, too.
Yeah.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Oh, baby. But, Amy, have you something to tell for us? Because otherwise we're going for... Yeah, thank you, my darling. Thank you. Oh, she's going away. Hi.
And he didn't walk on the phone.
Thank God.
Sorry.
Oh, she would never do that anyway. She's way too sweet for that. So, well, to go to the topic of this week is about the parenting, about Angie. Yay. Our Angelica.
Yes.
And the pregnancy of Tina didn't start very good.
Mm-hmm.
She was in first all by herself. Well, at least she taught, because and her broke up, and yeah,
she wanted to get Angie for her own.
Mm-hmm.
That she is a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
And at least a single mother.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And but in season two, it happened a lot between Tina and Beth.
You wanted to say to Tina and Helena, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because she was also a part of it.
Definitely.
And I think she wished herself too that she can be getting the baby together.
Mm-hmm.
With Tina, because yeah, she was in love with her, but luck for the Tibetans, they come back to bed.
Yay! And they both got Angelica together.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Tina really wanted a home birth, but that didn't work out very well, and that's why they need to go to the hospital for a C-section.
Yeah, and she said all the time, sorry, sorry, sorry.
And what can she do about it? Yes. Nothing.
Yes.
And Beth was so supportive and so sweet.
Yes.
You don't have to say, be sorry. We're getting her together. And then, boom, there was Angelica.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it's really amazing how good is Beth on the end. When she have Angelica in her hands and Claude and her friends and her sister. And she's also support of Tina,
mm-hmm.
that she made it.
But also quite worried.
Yes, because she passed away on the end of the birth.
Yeah, she passed out, true.
Yes.
And when Tina was laying there on the bed, and that she was saying, sorry, this is not how I wanted, and Angelica came to the world, and she said, Angelica. And Beth said, what, love? Angelica, that's how it would name her. And then she, boom, passed out. Poor Tina.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have that amazing round on Beth is holding Angie.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole gang is there. Dana, Carmen, Jenny, Shane, Alice and Kit.
Yes.
It was so cute. And one-on-ones, they were holding little Angie.
Yes. And I think this scene is also so good for Jenny, because she tried at first to kill herself.
Mm-hmm.
And then she saw the little baby in her hands, and I think it gives her new hope.
It does.
And but can I say, I was a little bit worried that she let Angie fall. I thought it really.
No, I had that a little bit with Beth.
Really?
Yeah, how she was holding Angelica at the moment. I was like, ooh, you're... Yeah, but it's still new. A baby, so small, mm-hmm. so sweet. Yeah. And I must say, the co-parenting in season 3 went very well between Tina and Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Until episode 7, when she met Henry.
Ugh, Henry.
And
but still, there were a lot of arguing and everything.
Yes.
It's not so good.
Yes.
And I must say, how they raised her before the social worker came to look.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really a fan of how they were raising her.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit too much. A little bit over the top. I think she needed to go to her own cabin to sleep. Her own crib, sorry.
Yes.
Not all the time holding and yeah.
Yes, I think that too. And yes, it's really a little bit overwhelming.
For Angelica, for sure.
Yes.
Yes.
And, I mean, she needs her time
mm-hmm.
alone. And, yeah, so I'm curious how they can find that, what they're doing.
Yeah.
With her holding all the time. And
yeah.
Yes.
Well, eventually it worked out very well because Angie was growing up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And a really sweet girl. And I know Angie is played by Olivia. And I don't know her last name right now. I thought Winbell, but I'm not sure. I'm gonna look it up later. I'm quite curious what happened to the original Angie before we got mm-hmm. Jordan now in the Our Generation Q.
Mm-hmm.
If you look in season 4, Bat and Tina aren't together at the moment. Mm-hmm. Bat having things with Jody. Jody and Angie liked each other.
Mm-hmm. And Jody teached Angie with the sign then.
Yes, actually, yeah. And that was pretty great. Because I think sign language is like sometimes really important because a child can communicate better with you and what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really good from Angie, but also from Jody.
Yes.
I think Tina had a really hard time.
Mm-hmm.
But not with Angie, only for herself and with Bette and everything.
Yeah, finding back to herself.
Mm-hmm.
And to the feelings for Bette.
Definitely.
And
Bette didn't answer the feelings really good. Well, at the end of season 4. Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. But if you look at Angie, she's so sweet and so well raised. She's mm-hmm. so, how can I say it? Very talented, very sweet, quiet, listens very good.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Because a toddler.
Yes.
A little bit, because I think she wasn't 2 years old yet.
Yes. But I think the thing in season 4 that Tina won't stop that Bette can adopt it here, that was really harsh.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, forget that part a little bit. Yeah. At the end of season 3, of course, the thing with Henry and yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand Bette. Why she wanted Angie for her own,
mm-hmm.
because she was scared that she can lose it and maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I get Tina a little bit then too, mm-hmm. that she was so angry with her because they had a deal that they shared her actually. That she made it up after at all and
It wasn't a very good thing of Bette.
Yeah.
Which I also understand Bette a little bit because Tina wasn't not really fair with Henry.
Yeah.
But what she was doing was not good.
Yeah. But I mean, okay, she kidnapped her then. And yeah, I think it was so a thinking for the moment, but not about the consequence and everything.
On the longer term.
Because she called in episode 1 of the season 4, she called then with Phyllis in the cafe. So I think it was only for one day or something, I think.
Yeah, Bev wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
She's way too nice for those kind of things. No, well, they come back to better at the Phyllis office. Joy's office.
Yes.
And yeah, and Joyce was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I must say she did a really great job by saying, oh, then we go to court and you, little Angelica, would stand as baby A and will be adopted real by a really nice white family. And that's something they really both didn't want.
Yes.
So, hooray for Joyce that they did that pretty good, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that both then think about
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So, yeah, if we go further into season four, the co-parenting is fine. With season mm-hmm. four, definitely.
Yeah.
They're doing fine. Working it out between each other. And then comes season five.
Mm-hmm.
Take the first episode of season five. Bet. Who asks Dina, should we pretend to be a family? What the fuck? You're bringing your child to preschool and pretend to be family because you think it's better?
Mm-hmm.
That is showing something, I guess.
Yeah, I think so too. And yeah. Gina was very happy about.
Mm-hmm. I get that because, yeah. Tina really wanted to be with Bet, but Bet also wanted to be with Tina.
Yes.
Definitely. She didn't show it because she has Jody.
Mm-hmm.
And Jody's a pretty nice girl, but isn't Tina?
Yep.
And yeah, then they starting that affair and everything. And even when Tina calls Bet up, shall we call Mama B? And you say, calling Mama B. Calling Mama B. So yeah, we can have her at the planet for pancakes. Ooh, pancakes. And I was like, oh, Angie is such a sweet little girl. Mm-hmm. A sweet little toddler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she grows so fast up.
Too fast. Is,
I think in season five, she is really way more bigger. And she can talk more.
Mm-hmm.
And she's way more cuter.
Yeah.
I think. And yeah.
Yeah, can we talk about the fact that Angie and Tina are coming to swim at Beth's house in the pool? Mama Bumblebee. Oh my god, Mama Bumblebee. It was so, so sweet of Angie. Are we going to take Nappy? Are we going to take Nappy? Do you want to take Nappy? And yeah, of course you want to take a nap. Because that was Bet. But the connection between Bet and the little girl who played Angie was really... I felt they were really close.
Mm-hmm.
But also between Tina and Angie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I think it's the same like with Jordan.
Yeah, right
the
now.
The chemistry between the three is also good.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. And do you remember that I showed you that picture that little Angie was hanging on the trailer door from
mm-hmm.
from Jen and Tina?
Mm-hmm.
They were really taking care of her like she was their own daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It was so sweet.
Yeah. I think that's maybe really good for the connection of them and good for playing this then.
Definitely. I think the child should be very comforting. And I think the one who played Angie was really comfortable around mm-hmm. Jen and Laurel. Definitely.
I mean, who isn't comfortable around Jen and Lou?
I think we wouldn't. I think we would see them. We were like, ah, Jennifer, Laurel.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. So... But I think when you are longer around them, it will be more normal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, season five was, like, not really co-parenting more anymore. And if you look at the end, even when Bet and Tina are sitting in the same car, bringing mm-hmm. Angie to preschool, are you going to honk the horn, Mama B? No, we're not going to honk the horn. Like, was not going... too fast enough, I guess. It was really sweet of Angie.
Yeah. And when then came the bus with Alice on it.
Auntie Alice.
And Tina said, and look, Auntie Alice on it.
Oh, and it was so, so sweet. Mm-hmm. But then Angie also asked a little bit about Jody in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Jody?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jody. Because they really had also a really great connection.
Yeah, and Bet had that they introduced Jody still into it. because they had so a good bond.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Tina wasn't not so happy about.
And I have to agree with Tina.
Mm-hmm.
I really get that. So no Jody Moore in the picture. It's good. Good for the family. And then we go off to season 6. And they are really a family. Then when Andy is like really sick and Beth is trying to get the temperature of Angie, and it goes wrong, they both go into the hospital and everything, and Beth tries the best. It was
105, right?
Yeah, Fahrenheit, and she was like, 105? Oh, that's not good, we should definitely go to the hospital. But it's different because we are looking at Celsius, of course. So if that would be 105 Celsius, we would probably be dead.
Mm-hmm.
So glad if we could see 40 Celsius, because that isn't good already.
Mm-hmm.
So, but how bad screamed at that nurse at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. I love that scene, really, and I think she is right, but the woman Don needn't actually as
no, but the
against
woman,
her.
I think the woman was a little bit stupid.
Yeah, but I mean, they asked everybody in the clinic to who's the okay. It's up. Okay, when straight parents come, it's obviously that the girl is the mother.
They
have to ask.
Actually. Yeah, and then who is the mother? Yeah, we both are, and that's true. So it didn't matter which name was on the on the form.
Yeah.
So I think the nurse should think a little bit more, to be honest. And I think that should have been a little bit more nicer.
Yeah, but I think that's
bad.
Yeah.
And
that is bad how she is.
Yeah, that's what we love so much about her.
Yeah.
Also. And when they found out Angie was just having a cold and that she was not really sick. That felt really awful, but how Tina reacted on it was so sweet. You did your best. What can we say more?
Yeah. I think that scene brought them both more together because Beth promised her then to never cheating on her again.
True.
And
I get it.
Me too.
So I loved season 6.
Mm-hmm.
The real family, and when they try to adopt that little boy. Marcy, and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
It was a little bit fucked up.
Yeah. But when they're standing at the airport and waiting for a taxi.
Yeah.
And little Angie on their hands and she was looking for the taxi and
I'm looking up how she saw her mommy's kissing.
And then Mama, taxi.
Mama, taxi. I was like, good job, little girl. You should definitely see how it should go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think the Elwood show, the original ones, was okay. The Tibet family.
Yeah, I think so. And along the fact, when they walked to the house from Marcy, and there was the dog, and Tina and Beth was afraid. But the fact that Lou and Shen, who love dogs, could play this, that was... I can't understand when they start to laugh about the first times.
But I think they handle it pretty well.
Yeah.
Even Jen, who is like having really big dogs and everything.
Yes.
And how she reacted on that big dog. Yeah, she did a pretty great job.
And Auntie said, and also dog.
Do you remember that scene that she was in the planet with Tina and Alice and Tasha, and I remember Shane? Puppies. But those weren't puppies. Those were rats. They're like Alice said, Those aren't freaking puppies. No, of course not. Mm-hmm. But it was so sweet. Puppies! And do you... Oh, sorry, Amy. Also remember that scene that Tina and Beth coming back together at their own place?
Mm-hmm.
That she said that Beth is the first one who's coming pick her up at Kit's. Can we talk about Kit also? How sweet aunt she is for Angie.
Mm-hmm. I think she's the best aunt.
Definitely, yeah. And don't forget Uncle Shane.
Yes,
and Auntie Alice. And then when Beth pulled her up, pumpkin pie. And Tina, what did she say? Oh, baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shall we go home? Yeah, go home. Are you coming with us, Beth asked Tina. And I was like, that was so good.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah. Still not over it.
Oh no.
I'm sobbing now.
Oh no.
You must go further.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna talk.
The old Generation Q.
Yes. When Angie is bigger, she is 16 years old then, and Tina and Beth divorced.
Yeah.
And she have then to live with her Beth.
Yeah, with Mama B.
For alone. And then I think she was there for her mom because Beth lost Tina and was so heard about and heartbroken.
But also the thing with the mayor and that she didn't make it.
Mm-hmm. Angel was really there for her. And she called them Mama T.
Mama T.
to come back. But I think it was good that they had also mother-daughter fights in it. Because every daughter have a fight with her mother.
Definitely.
And then she then said to her to Beth that then she go to Mama T.
And then Beth says, yeah, you should go and should tell her what you did. I think she would be very proud of you.
Yeah.
Nothing really happened. But
no. I think that scene showed actually that Beth want
to protect.
Protect her, but also that she isn't baddest person, but she actually involves because she had sex with a married wife.
Yes.
And and she didn't like that.
I get it.
And then, yeah.
But Beth is like really protective when it comes to Angie with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
How she tried, that guy tried to push Angie and everything, and that Beth is really attacking that man. Is like really mother, a real mother.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard for Angie, divorced parents, Angie being gay, which is also cool in my eyes.
I never expected it that he's still gay too. I thought that he's still maybe straight.
Would have been very cool. But yeah, it wasn't. She loved Jordy, and Jordy's so cool. And then comes Mama T back. And how are they laying in bed together?
And when Angie is telling her about Jordy, that she kissed her.
Oh my god. Tina was so sweet. Mm-hmm. But I think we shouldn't tell Mama B. No, better not. Not yet. How they were telling Beth and Tina, talking about that Angie probably could have sex with Jordy. Do you think they were still, that they already having sex? No, Beth. They didn't even kiss yet. Well, they kissed, but that was the only thing. And it was a real sweet kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So, And then how Angie showed her driver's license to Tina and how much she misses her. And Tina explained Angie really well. How it happened between her and Beth. It was good for Angie.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit closure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that Tina tried actually to be a good mom.
Mm-hmm. Which she is. Which she is.
Yeah. And I guess she hates herself a little bit that she let her daughter at bed.
Mm.
But I think
it's better.
Yeah. It's better really for
But what are your expectations for Angie in the next season?
That she is more on screen, I hope.
Yes.
That the story with her and Jody
gets
bigger. Also that is get also a big topic.
Yeah, more spicing it up between Angie and Jody. Yeah.
Yeah. And that we have maybe the old family back.
Oh, yes, the real Tibet family.
And what is yours?
Well, I'm really curious about the fact between Angie and Jody, of course, but also how it's going between Angie and Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Yeah, maybe she don't like the new love of her mama tea, or maybe she does.
Mm-hmm.
But you read also on the EMBD that there is coming a Kayla Allenwood.
Mm-hmm.
And Allenwood is Marcus Allenwood,
mm-hmm.
the father of Angie.
Mm-hmm.
What is that Kayla Allenwood coming to do in Angie's life?
It can be really, really, really interesting.
That's something I'm really expectation for.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I hope she's happy in the next season. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want for Angie. Mm-hmm. And more on screen. Definitely. Because yes. I think Jordan is a really good actress.
She is. I think really she is.
Really.
I like Kat Helland. And I was a little bit sad to see her not so much on screen in mm-hmm. the last season. And so I really wish for her that she come back more. And that she can show us what for a great actress she is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she has a good teacher on set.
Yeah, Jennifer Laurel. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jen's a good influence and Laurel also.
Yeah.
But those pictures also. Tina and Angie on the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Family. Jen is sad. It's.
Oh my gosh, when I saw that picture, I was, no, oh my god.
Yes, it's the Tibet family we want so much.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what I'm hoping, the Tibet family back together.
Yeah, so, it must be coming back.
Yeah. But to be honest, also a question, do you like grown-up Angie, so played by Jordan, or little Angie?
I like both.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a little bit hard because we didn't see Jordan not so really much in it, and so I didn't give her not so much
of attention.
I give more the little Angie attention, and so I would say both, but a little bit more little Angie.
Okay.
And but I hope that it will change in the new season, that I can say both again.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Probably, yeah.
And what
is yours?
Same as you. Yeah. Because we saw a lot about little Angie, of course, and not so much about grown-up Angie. But I like Jordan, the actress who plays Angie. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm quite doing the same. I love little Angie. I love grown-up Angie. But maybe little Angie a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Because we saw him. And how cute she looked. Oh. That's something for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think we discussed all that we want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's getting late also a little bit. Yes. And someone is really lucky to work tomorrow. Which I'm not. But okay. And yeah. Do we have something special? Not really, no.
I can say that it gives on Wednesday a little special episode again.
Why?
Because someone have birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I know whose birthday is coming up.
So I hope you will like the surprise.
Yeah, I do. I don't like my birthday. I'm getting old.
Oh, it's okay.
Yes, I'm turning 26. I'm going near the 30.
What should I say?
Yeah, that's also true. But okay, witness. Witness day. Witness. Yeah, my birthday special. Ooh. Well, we'll see what it brings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty curious.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you for listening to this new episode of our very own podcast, The Tibetis.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun. It was a little bit bored, but it was fun.
Yes.
Doing it so face to face. And yeah, I think we should say goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye and good night.
Yeah, goodbye and good night. And for the other people who are listening to us, maybe a good morning or a good afternoon.
Yes, I would say the same.
Maybe having a nice dinner or a lunch, or you're going to bed like us. Mm-hmm. It's all okay. Yeah.